Keeping on the theme of food as you start to plan things, Taste of Dubai. This is coming up soon. Well, this is the 3rd to 5th of March. I was there last year. I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that. And in fact, you want to hear a good story from that? Just real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
Philips was there showing off their juicers.
Yep.
And I own one of those juicers that I use twice a day. And I was standing there watching the guy do it because I just wanted to have some fresh juice, you know.
Yeah.
And there were a couple there, a mother and daughter team were there looking at it, thinking, oh, and I said, you know what? That thing is a fantastic juice. And then what about clean? I said, you know what? 5 minutes. I got one. I know they walked away with the last one the guy had sitting there. So I didn't even get a commission.
Aww.
But I did get a juice. So I was very happy.
But it's influenced your wardrobe.
Absolutely. Fruit on the shirt, so, and it's pictures. But tell us about Taste of Dubai, because this is one you got to get in the calendar.
Yeah, the reason we're talking about it so early
is they sent
an email short out this week saying if anybody books early, they get a very, very good price. They get 99 dirhams for two tickets.
Really?
The standard tickets, which are usually about 199, is it something like that? That we looked at the website.
No, it's 60 dirhams a ticket normally, which is 120 if you buy two.
Okay.
But if you buy them early
now,
before the 9th of Feb,
yeah,
you get them for 99 dirhams.
Okay, so that's not
that's
bad.
That's the reason why.
And that's just to get in the door. So this
is
good because there's an entrance fee, and so this is cutting that down right
off
the bat.
And it's a nice little show actually, because you have a chance to try out all the different, you know, big posh restaurants. They have little samplers and little small things, and you also get to see these big name chefs that you've been following.
I know they were spectacular last year.
I went last time to watch Martin James, and of course, poor guy was so unlucky. His oven didn't turn on.
No.
But he improvised and he kept us entertained.
Yeah.
I mean, that's showmanship, I say. Not just cooking.
Go on.
Sure. I've never been, but food.
How can you not go?
Food and entertainment. It sounds like my thing.
It was spectacular. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
I was skeptical because this has been on several years now, and last year was my first year. I was 100% skeptical. I said, you know, come on, and I went. Paid the admission fee, got in the door, and then even bought tickets to get, because you have to buy some vouchers.
Yeah, you have to buy the vouchers.
And it was worth every fill that I spent. There were a lot of freebies. There was a lot to learn. It was just fun. It was absolutely fun. We were there for several hours. And there were some bands playing. I went during the day. I didn't even go at night. But there was some entertainment. It was on the grass. It was great. It was really worth doing.
I was so focused on the food, I didn't hear any entertainment except for the chefs.
It was a great band. I was really happy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a good deal, and I think that if you book your tickets before the 9th and you get 99 dirhams for two standard tickets, I think it's a very good deal.
Mm-hmm. Taste.
If you really are going and you want to go this year, go to Taste of Dubai and book your tickets.
Mm, okay.
Now.
So,
and look for me. I'll be there 3 days.
All 3 days.
Eating.
You know, there was a lot of meat there. But, you know, not to say that there wasn't, you know, we got a lot of vegetarians listening to us and a lot of people who are thinking about cholesterol and stuff. It was all round healthy food as well and great demonstrations on cooking.
That's where I tasted my first camel milk chocolate.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And tasted the bite.
I had wasabi cookies there last year.
I'm not sure about that.
No, they were good.
Really?
I really thought it was going to be hot and scary. No, not at all. It was spectacular. I was pleasantly surprised and found out. And the other thing was there's a lot of things there, a lot of cooking utensils and stuff, but also ingredients.
Yeah.
And so I got to find out where I could find some of these specialty ingredients that were missing from my pantry.
Mm.
And makes it easier to cook a whole bunch of different dishes. So
I bet your wife had a really nice time.
Oh, my wife loved it. Yeah, she thought it was great. My kids loved it. That was the other thing. They were just going crazy. So it was fantastic.
It is a good way for
it's a family event
for people to sort of explore their tastes. Yeah. Basically, so you try out different things, try out new things, and try out some of the restaurants they wouldn't normally think of going.
That's why they called it Taste of Dubai. Yeah. Gives you an opportunity to try things.
Yep.
3rd to 5th of March, buy your tickets before the 9th of Feb, and they're, you get a decent discount.
Yep.
Which is good to know. Because,
And I think they I don't know whether you can buy them off Time Out Dubai, because that's also where you can get Taste of Dubai tickets from there as well. But I think this is from their website.
Okay, go check it out. And this is, you heard it from us here. Great.
Sweet. So different kind of crowd, not food related. Okay. Our first non-food related topic of the day.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Took us a while. Dubai Tango and Salsa Festival.
There's such a thing.
There is one this weekend.
Okay. This one, really? Okay.
Yeah. 27th to 29th of January at New Hotel in town, Ibn Battuta Gate Hotel.
27th to 29th. Oh, that's starting tomorrow.
That starts tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Wow. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this week.
You know, I haven't been to the Ibn Battuta Gate Hotel. I've been remiss. I did have the guys in studio and we talked about the hotel and they, you know, just spectacular.
It looks spectacular. I haven't been there either.
You know, their description of the hotel, they said, you know, you go to hotels for a lot of reasons, you know, business, vacations, and just for dinner. And they said, this hotel is an event. Mm. When you walk in, it's specifically designed. You walk into that hotel. It is an experience hotel.
Yeah.
And the lobby is spectacular, and that experience is carried throughout the hotel. So what a great place to have this event.
Yeah, the event is quite spectacular, actually, and very reasonably priced for the most part. It's 3 days. It's got workshops, classes, shows, a gala opening, some Latino parties, and milongas, which is like a mixed Latino type.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's like a communal dance type thing where everybody dances with each other.
Oh, you know what they call that in country music? Line dancing.
Oh, no.
And
Latino line dancing is called milonga. Now I'm going to get all sorts of texts saying, James, you're out now. Okay, keep going. That sounds cool. What?
The highlight for me, and this I found this out when I was talking to some friends who are from the salsa community in Dubai, and there's quite a big salsa community here. BNF, which is the dance school that's putting on the show and running it, they're also a dance school based here in Dubai, are 2010 World Tango Champions. They're based in Dubai. They're from Colombia, but they're based in Dubai.
World Tango Champions live here.
Yep, the World Tango Champions, that BNF school. They won the award in the U.S. last year, in 2010. They live in Dubai, and they're the ones putting on a show. So when you go, you'll get the chance not only to participate in some of the workshops and classes, but you will get to see the world champions dance.
Well, that's special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which day? Are they doing it all 3 days, or are they just going to be in one?
They'll be involved in the workshops, but then they'll probably be in the finale, in the gala finale.
Day.
Now, the prices are for the opening, for the Latin party and the milonga, which are the three different night parties, 60 dirhams.
That's nothing.
60 dirhams.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's
and
good
then...
Money. It's good exercise as well.
Yeah. Yeah. 260 dirhams for the closing gala, which is probably where you'll see the finals and the champions. And if you want to do the workshops and get training in salsa or tango, it's 350 dirhams for the 3 days.
And so that's small. They're pretty small groups in these workshops as well.
Yeah, they're working together in these workshops. Or if you're buff, if you love tango and salsa and you want to do everything for the 3 days, the opening, the closing, the parties, the workshops, and the gala, it's 750 dirhams.
So for 3 days, all on 750 dirhams is a pretty reasonable price.
Mm. I mean, and considering you've got the workshops,
those workshops themselves.
You've got the parties and everything else.
I mean, and a great venue as well. I mean, this is a hidden treasure. I hadn't heard about this at all. So, and it's basically starts tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow.
Okay.
So book your tickets.
How do we book?
Caught me on that one.
Yeah.
I presume you go to the website on the Ibn Battuta Gate website.
They've got a Dubai Tango and Salsa Festival website.
We'll check it out.
You'll find it on.
We'll put it on our blog post when we put it which is me360.postures.com.
Okay, we're gonna check it all out. We'll find it right now.
And we're trying to make it easier to remember that website soon. We're working on it. Hopefully by the next show we'll have an easier website to remember.
This sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm going to reiterate that you've got workshops that you can do if you want to do those. They 350 dirhams. It's 3 days of 3 day passes that include everything pretty much is 750 dirhams. And I think the crowning piece of this is that we've got the world tango champions are here. They live here, and they're going to be performing, and that is an art. Tango is an absolute art. So,
it's well worth watching, actually.
Yeah. And I guess there's going to be some good food there as well. I mean, it's not about food, but yeah. I'm thinking.
Yeah, and if you want me there, there's got to be some decent food.
Well, you know, and these are the kind of things when you're looking at this stuff, and wait, what do people always say about the UAE? And maybe not as much as in the past, but there's not much to do. Or
I know the moon and the clean. See, there's so much going on. Actually, there's a lot going on. You can't be everywhere all the time. Yeah.
No, before the show, we sit down, we've got all this cool stuff lined up, and we want to talk about all of it, and unfortunately, before the show, we have to sit there and go, okay, we need to cut this down and choose the stuff that we're actually going to talk about. So, I mean, last week, we had to cut down quite a bit this week as well. But yeah, I mean, another thing that we were talking about last week, just to recap, it's actually happening this weekend, is the weight loss show.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm. The weight loss show is taking place at Hyatt Club in the Meadows. It starts. It's free.
Okay.
It's Friday, Saturday. We were talking last week. You just had somebody on the show. You were talking about
the inner fight. Fight.
Innerfight.com. Yeah, Marcus joining us.
I was listening to that thinking. I'm going to go and hide before he comes out. And you need to come.
And you did.
I noticed you were gone. That's true.
It was very subtle. I disappeared. Yeah. No, I was just thirsty.
Yeah, that's
coincidentally thirsty.
Before we carry on, I want to jump back to the Dubai Tango and Salsa. It's actually called the Dubai Tango and Salsa Congress. And if you go to Time Out Dubai, you can get tickets there. Very easy, as well as a map on everything you want to know on how to get there. If you by chance don't know where the Mbatuta Gate Hotel is, can't miss it. It's right beside the Mbatuta Mall. Then we're talking over at the Gardens Crossroads, so it's easy to find.
And it looks like a really strange looking arch, actually, the hotel.
Well, it's a gateway.
Yeah.
It's not an arch. It's a gate.
God bless the internet.
Gate, arch.
That's why they call it the Ibn Battuta Gate. Okay. Oh, Mita, work with me here. Come on. This is.
I mean, it's a very strange-looking gate, I tell you.
It's like a landlocked Atlantis.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in a sense.
Actually, it is, you know. It's a bit, isn't it?
We're gonna take a short one. Let you sit back, get that pen and paper out, because we're gonna go live over to Nanoush and talk about the weight loss show. I want to call it the festival, but that would kind of be wrong, wouldn't it? Weight loss show. We're gonna hear the 411 from her. So sit back, relax, get out your pen and paper, and get ready to take some notes.